You're listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. I'm an intuitive, astrologer, writer, and mother, but mostly I'm a gal navigating spirituality in a refreshingly real and honest way. Join me as I share weekly energetic insights and laugh out loud real moments of my personal journey into more heart, more soul, and a whole lot of fun along the way. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Another episode of What's the Vibe coming at you. And this week, we have a full moon. We do. We have a full moon in the opposite sign of Gemini, which is, are you all saying it with me? Drum roll. It's Sag, Sagittarius. So that's another opposition for you to clock in your mind, because we know now every sign has its equal and opposite, which for Gemini is Sagittarius, for Sagittarius is Gemini. And I have a funny story about this actually before we dive into what the energy will look like this week. And it's about our natal chart. So we have some prominent oppositions played out in each of our charts. And it's actually one of my favorite aspects of a natal chart is to look to the opposite sign of the strong archetypes in somebody's chart, because the opposition usually holds deep wisdom and medicine to bring an almost like an abundance of a certain sign. Say you have a lot of Gemini placements, the opposition of Sag is actually the medicine. It's the medicine is how can I bring more of that into harmony with my abundance of Gemini. And there are these key aspects in our charts in the context of oppositions that play out. And I want to look at for us today, the ascendant versus the descendant. So if you pull up your natal chart on something like astro.com and it's got all the lines all over it and you're looking at it going, I don't know what I'm seeing, what you will see is your ascendant, or otherwise known as your rising sign. It's always on the left. It's the horizon, right? So we're looking at the left there, and you're looking at where it says ASC, or it might say AC. The opposite, the exact opposite sign of your chart is your DC, or your descendant. And yes, I did Google ACDC to look up whether they were named after a natal chart. They weren't. They were named after electrical sockets or something, which makes a lot more sense. I was like, oh my God, they must be like real OG astro nerds, but no. ACDC. So your DC, your descendant, where that falls for you is the opposite sign to your ascendant or your rising sign. That's the easiest way to look at it. So depending on what your ascendant is, your DC falls in the opposition. So my descendant is in Sagittarius. Now, when we look at our descendant, and it always falls in the seventh house as well, because it's the opposite, right? Yeah, it is the seventh. I was just like checking myself before I wrecked myself. I was like, no, it's definitely in the seventh house, which is about relationships with other people. So the lesson of our descendant is a really good one. It's these are the kinds of people to spend more time with. These are the kinds of archetypes and energies to learn more from and to bring you into more of a harmonized state of being. It's the deep lesson, like the deep teacher. What's really interesting is, and it's a very karmic thing, so especially if you're a parent, this is something cool to look at with your chart. It's like deep soul relationship is likely, and I've seen it a lot in parent-child dynamics. P.S. If yours doesn't have this, there are so many other markers in a natal chart. It's just that I'm talking to the descendant today. But my little girl, very strong Sag energy, and her descendant, her sun and her Mercury and her moon all fall on my descendant. They or fall on my DC, which points to her being a big teacher in my life. And Sag energy is a big teacher in my Gemini ascendant life. So that's just a really fun one to have a look at. Where does your DC fall, and what flavors of energy or what flavors of people or archetype should you be calling more in? They're likely going to be an archetype you don't quite understand because you have a strong tendency toward their opposite. Does that make sense? So yeah, that's a little fun one for you to have a look at. I can just see you all now scrambling for your phones, pulling out your charts. Where's my DC? Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. It's cool, right? There's also your IC, which is at the very bottom of your chart, and your MC, which is at the top. The IC is one of my favorite placements in our charts, but maybe I'll talk about that another episode, because that's all about your childhood. It's a deeply psychological
aspect, but I digress. So this week, what's the vibe? We are still, and you know what? I don't want to say still. Gemini is a heady season, so we are likely still experiencing, and I'm feeling it. I'm probably talking quicker than usual today. Have you noticed? Because I feel like, and there's a difference between the truth and what I'm feeling, I feel like I don't have enough time to get everything I need to get done. Is that the truth? No. I don't even know what that was. I don't know what that was. I had a thought. That was a light bulb. I have a very spacious week. I have my husband home a lot of the week. And yet still, it is 9 o'clock on a Monday, and I have been up since 5:30 trying to get everything on my list done. That isn't in my highest good. It's also very Gemini, very, very Gemini in terms of having 50,000 tabs open and, oh my gosh, I just need to get everything done, right? So likely what you're feeling this week could be that tendency to be a little more heady, to feel like you don't have enough time, to feel like there are so many tabs open. And the wisdom in this is when you catch yourself in it, remind yourself the truth of what is. And more likely than not, you have plenty of time, you have plenty of space, and your poor old nervous system is probably asking for a little bit of a slowing down. It can be a really hard thing to catch yourself in, though, when you're caught up in the doing, going, rushing, fast pacing. And something I always bring myself back into when I find myself, for example, today, talking faster than usual, it will often also be me walking faster than usual. In fact, the Geminis in my life, love them to death, but they are all the fast talkers, fast walkers, fast drivers. There's a speedy energy. So catch yourself in it and intentionally turn it down a notch. And it's going to feel like you sound crazy, that you're talking really slowly. And like what I'm doing now, I'm like halving the pace of what I was speaking at. And for you guys, you can probably tell the difference between when I started the potty and where I'm at now, consciously slowing down my communication. For me, it sounds like I'm really sounding spaced out, but for you guys, it probably just sounds a little more chill. You know, so taking a breath before sentences, taking a pause before you start the next conversation. When you are walking, halving the pace. When you are typing, slowing it down. Taking a breather, even if it's 5 minutes between one task and the next, or if you're multitasking, definitely doubling that breather. This is the time to just do what you can to slow down and create space. But then we have our beautiful Sagittarius full moon this weekend, so over Saturday and Sunday. And we know that a full moon is about releasing. It's about letting go. This is the time where things are going to be brought to the surface that want to be released, to be let go of. Repeating myself. And so the wisdom of this energy in Sag, we look to the shadow qualities of Sag and what themes could be coming up. Because remember, the new moon is illuminating the light of the archetype that it falls in, and the full moon is illuminating the shadow. So again, you're probably going to see a lot of conversation around, you know, Sagittarius, it's the adventurer and they are the go-getter and they're here to experience life, and that's all true, but the full moon is likely going to illuminate the shadow undercurrents of Sagittarian energy. And I am raising one, so let me tell you, I know that in plenty. What I'm feeling the main themes are that are likely going to come up before we fall on this full moon. It's, remember, we've got that shadow period 3 days before, 3 days after. So in the next few days, notice where you are feeling yourself getting into a pattern of I'm right, they're wrong. It's so sad. I'm right. You guys don't understand life. I know more than you. Anyone who is talking at me about their opinion, I can't hold space for that, and I'm going to tell you why. So Sag is a fire sign. So it is that fiery energy. They are brilliant. I mean, in holding boundaries and asserting themselves, that's been the medicine of Sag energy, as my DC. Mass, medicine for me, especially when I had my little girl in my womb. Like the antidote to all of my people pleasing that I was looking at as I wrote my book was the boundaries. Her flame and her fire was igniting in me just from us being one in body and spirit for a time. And boundaries are huge when it comes to Sag energy, and also calling a spade a spade. Like if you want to know exactly how someone feels about you, ask a Sag, they'll tell you. And so when this energy is in its lower expression, what we are likely to feel, especially when it's like a full moon activating this in all of us, is we are likely to feel a sense of righteousness, a sense of I know more than other, and a needing to prove it as well, a needing to share it and express it because it's that fire energy. It wants to be moved out. This energy can also be misdirected anger, which is actually ironic. Again, I didn't think about this until speaking it out, but this is what I'm going to be talking about on Friday's ep. So perfectly timed once more, can't make this up. So maybe have a listen to the ep on Friday as well around how to use anger in a really constructive way, as opposed to lashing out at people in your life. Or the other thing is keeping it all internal and bubbling beneath the surface. Like this energy wants to move and it wants to go somewhere, but it doesn't want to move in terms of being directed at other. It wants to be moved in a constructive way. So tune in to Friday's app because this is literally exactly what I'm going to be speaking about off the back of my time in Sydney and all of the misdirected anger I was experiencing. My God, which, yeah, I'm going to talk about on Friday. The other thing with this Sag energy in the full moon is it is a fire sign. So you think of fiery qualities like, yeah, rage, anger, frustration, anything that feels really hot in the body, this is likely going to come up to the surface. And depending on, it will be dependent on where Sag falls in your chart. So have a look at what house or houses Sag straddles for you. And that's going to add flavor to your experience of this full moon. So for me, it falls in my DC and it's kind of straddles my sixth and seventh house. I haven't actually looked at the degree of this full moon, guys, so I apologize for that. But if you want to get really specific, you can look up what degree, it's going to give you a number, that this full moon in Sag is going to fall. And then you find that point in your natal chart. This is for the astro nerds. And that's going to give you an idea of the flavor of this full moon experience for you. So for me, I assume it's going to bring up things around friendships and relationships because of that descendant seventh house flavor. And just in general, a full moon is about releasing and letting go. So when you notice all these things coming up, they want to come out. And this is a beautiful time to do that. I am at a point where my bleed has connected back with the full moon. She was really dancing there between the new moon and the full moon for a time, but the eclipse solidified it. And I will be in my bleed or during my bleed over this full moon, which is such a nice time, can I say, to bleed because it's a time of letting go. So I'm assuming there will be a few of you who have also synced in this way, probably because, you know, we chat all the time on the potty. And it's a thing. Cycle syncing is a thing. And if that is you, it's an additional time to release, to rest, to let go. This is a time to write a letter to anyone that you have unfinished business with or unsaid qualms, I want to say, and then burn it, let it go, release. This is a time of letting go to create the spaciousness to plant the seeds of what we want to cultivate on the next new moon, which is 2 weeks away. So, and this is how you can work with the cyclic nature of the moon as well, the moon cycles. You know, we release and let go and rest on the full moon and we birth into life on the new moon. If your bleed is opposite, then we still release on the full moon, but you might be ovulating and you may have beautiful energy around you that wants to move through this process. And that's beautiful as well. But really honoring, it's such a big one, honoring the cyclic nature of us as humans, and majority of us listening to this are women, and the way that we connect with nature, because we are nature and we forget we are so much of the time. So the moon is such a beautiful way to come back into our bodies, to come back into our cyclic rhythms, particularly if you are a reflector in human design listening to this. You know, you are guided by the moon in such a magical and mystical way. So working with her essence and her fullness is so important. So that is the vibe this week. Catch yourself in the headiness and the busyness of Gemini and slow it down. And then also notice what's coming up that feels quite hot and fiery in your body this week. And those shadow energies of Sag, the I told you so, I'm right, you're wrong, and the maybe potential for aggression or anger that's misdirected. And can you take that medicine and let it go? That is the wisdom for you all this week. I'm sending you so much love. We'll talk more to this misdirected anger piece in our chat on Friday. So there'll be lots of tools you can use over the weekend as well. Speak to you then. Bye.
You've been listening to Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Enjoyed today's ep? Remember to share, subscribe, and leave a little rating if you like what you heard. And join us over on Facebook. Just search Soul Talk with Holly Azzopardi. Until next time.